hallowed be thy name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. When I worked in the City of London some 60 years ago, we followed a strict code of address for everyone from Her Majesty the Queen downwards. There was a code of response to invitations which came in for my boss. Part of my function was to know exactly how these dignitaries he was to meet should be addressed and introduced, and then let my boss know in advance of his meeting with them in order that he didn't make any social gaffes. This is where the protocol comes in, just like meeting the Queen. Ma'am as in ham, not ma'am as in farm. There is a protocol to be observed when we enter the presence of the King. So we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, as the psalmist says. When we've secured our time in the secret place, we approach our Father with reverence, veneration and love, affection and obedience. We bow, we honour, we worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness, and we come into his presence with thanksgiving. We thank him, honour him and respect him for who he is. Hallowed be your name. Due deference is required. It's a paradox. On the one hand, we can come into his presence any way we want, just as we are, barge in and jump up on his lap. But we also need to be aware of who he is and watch our step, our behaviour and our mode of address. It's a paradox. The Pantocrator, the creator, sustainer and upholder of the universe, is our daddy. And our journey is from Abba, daddy, to Pater, father. So we say the Paternoster, our father. The origin of this is Old English, from the Latin Pater Noster, our father, the first words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, literally. As we mature, we will want to adore him first when we approach him, before we ask for anything. We'll be more interested in him for who he is than what he can give us. And we love him for his nature, not what he can provide. We're beginning to understand just how good he is. God is good. He's good. How inadequate that word is to describe his nature. Good. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Honoured, venerated, holy, set apart be your name. I love the old King James Version where we call God thee and thou. There's something far too informal about addressing him as you, as far as I'm concerned. But that's just a preference, not a prejudice, and I'm allowed that. Thy kingdom come. We might get to that tomorrow.